You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The U.S. Marine Corps says a 20-year-old Taylor man likely committed suicide by jumping 40 feet from a stairwell. The family of Rahil Siddiqui says absolutely not. Siddiqui was a Palestinian-American Muslim 11 days into his basic Marine training on Paris Island when he died. Last week, the Marines announced that 20 members of the Paris Island staff could face criminal charges or discipline. Central to that is the revelation Siddiqui's drill sergeant was already under investigation for improper behavior, and he should not have been put in charge of recruits. Congresswoman Debbie Dingell has been pushing for a full investigation into what happened to her constituent, Rahil Siddiqui, and she is with us now. Congresswoman, what have you been told by the Marines about this recruit's death?
Well, I want to be very careful, Cindy, because I think it is very, very, very important that the people that are responsible are held accountable. And the Marine Corps commandant came and met with me last Thursday. They have taken this investigation very seriously, and it clearly turned up things that were deeply disturbing. I think probably the revelation that puts this for all of us so that we can really understand some of the incidences were happening is a young Muslim man who completed boot camp, but during his training was put in a clothes dryer multiple times and actually burned because he turned the heat on. He survived boot camp, but that same drill sergeant that did it to him was the drill sergeant for Recruit Siddiqui. Hmm. You and I are never going to know what happened that morning because we weren't there. But this is a young man who was a class valedictorian, and every person that I have talked to talks about what a special person he was. And he wanted to go fight to defend this country that you and I love because he really understands what so many of us take for granted, freedom of religion and freedom of speech. And no matter what I do, and no matter what all of us do, we can never bring that young man back for his family.
There are three investigations underway, and there's also a call from the Council on American Islamic Relations to the Department of Justice for a civil rights investigation. What do we watch for? What are you watching for?
Right now, I believe that the Marines undertook a serious investigation. They have identified at least 20 people that need to be held responsible for different things that were found. I want to make sure that the military service holds those people accountable and that we see this move forward. And at the same time, significant changes are made so that what happened there never happens again to a young man or woman going into the military to defend us.
Do you believe in your heart that Muslims have reason to fear for their safety if they join the Marines or really any branch of the U.S. military?
I don't think it's every place. What is most concerning to me is that we need a very diverse military. We need people to go into the military. And there are a lot of good people and responsible people. When you go into the military, they face very tough situations. Do I believe that what happened in this unit was acceptable? Absolutely not. And we need to make sure that the men and women in charge in all of the military branches are going to ensure that every person is treated with the fairness and the equalness that needs to happen as they are trained to defend us.
U.S. Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, as always, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Cindy.